Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jennifer Houston, president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Back with Jennifer in just a moment. When you see feral rye rearing its ugly head over your wheat, you know your yields are in trouble. Feral rye not only steals nutrients and moisture, it takes money right out of your wallet. That's why you need the Coaxium Wheat Production System, driven by Aggressor Herbicide. It wipes out grassy weeds. Go to Coaxium.com to find Coaxium varieties near you. Coaxium.com. Coaxium. Cleaner fields. Higher yields.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
We're talking with Jennifer Houston, the president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Jennifer, you're kind of at that, this is pretty well your halfway mark as we approach your summer business meeting that will be held this year in Denver in just literally a few more days. You've gotten around quite a few meetings in Oklahoma for this particular OCA convention. What seems to be the mood of cattle producers as you visit with quite a variety of folks?
Well, I have had the opportunity to go to a lot of states and a lot of state meetings, and by and large, I think it's pretty optimistic. I'm optimistic. You know, everybody talks about some prices, cull cows in particular, they'd like to see a little higher, but demand remains very strong, both domestically and internationally, so it's we're not in a terrible place, and I think most people are optimistic about there's some opportunities for the beef industry in this year and the coming years.
What sort of opportunities do you feel that are out there that folks are kind of maybe pointing to?
I think just a little more ability to sell our product overseas. We're opening up some new markets. That's always a good thing. Some non-traditional export markets are always exciting. We're talking about traceability. It's not something everybody wants to talk about, but it does give us some opportunities for some value-added program, as well as disease traceability, which is so important to our beef herd and keeping it safe. So there's just a lot of little things. It's opportunity to tell our story. I think we're getting more and more press and more facts on the sustainability story, the good story that we have to tell as a beef industry.
Jennifer, one of those issues that kind of goes hand in hand with sustainability and the fact that consumers want to know a lot more about their food than ever before is this issue of traceability and an animal ID. On a very practical basis, I know that in your livestock auction operation that you've got some firsthand experience about animal ID and where it's going. Where are we going, do you think?
We've been using, have traceability and been using a lot of electronic IDs for several years for certain specific, basically value-added sales. But now, in addition, I think we got to realize we do still have a portion of mandatory animal disease traceability in the U.S. So we do sell a lot of dairy steers, which fall under that category. Our cows that we sell that go back to the farm or cross state lines fall in that category, and we are in the corner, so our cows do cross a lot of state lines going back to the farm. So it is unique, so I see a lot of opportunities there. Unfortunately, as the industry as a whole, as our membership, we're not united on this. We had that World Perspective study that NCBA was a part of with some other organizations a couple of years ago, about last year, that told us sort of what we knew, that there's a lot of people that think we should have had traceability 20 years ago, complete traceability. We have a lot that think we never should have it. And then we've got a much more willing to talk about it middle, but there's a lot of questions that they have, questions like who's going to handle the data, questions like liability if the data is a little more available. I don't think the liability is any different than it is now, but you might be able to trace it quicker. Things like cost, who's going to bear the cost from a market perspective, one technology or two, how can I read all the tags? So there's still a lot of balls in the air, a lot of questions to be answered. It's not an easy thing to move forward. We do have a lot of our consumer-facing friends, the McDonald's, Wendy's of the world, that would love for us to have it. And so I think we got to be aware of the consumers. It's something that they want. Maybe they don't articulate it, but they think that they want to know where their food comes from, and they ask where their food comes from.
NCBA's Jennifer Houston. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held in April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 26th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 12th, 13th, and 14th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairground. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch email.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.